Great day. Welcome to Disciple Me. I'm your host, Dr. Kahala Bolton. This has been an exciting journey as we have delved off into our topic of Pray, Woman, Pray. And so the last topic that we're going to discuss as we have been evolving in prayer is becoming an intentional prayer. And so the ultimate goal of all of these sessions has been nothing more than to develop an effective prayer life and to truly seek to be intentional when it comes to praying. And so now, as we are concluding all of our sessions, we want to focus on becoming that. So we have the tools. We've definitely been edified by it. We've been empowered by it. And so now we can begin to put it into action. And so I just wanted to take this session, and this is going to be a very short session because it is what it is. We've really discussed some broad things over in the last sessions that we did have. And so if you have not been a part of the sessions that we have had in the past, we begin out with focusing on what prayer is, how we should pray, why we should pray. We talked about the hindrances of prayer, how prayer works, and then also results of prayer. And so now we have all the tools that we need again to become an intentional prayer, a prayer warrior, have you. And so I just want for you to take just really this is kind of like an introspect time and for you to begin to journal and to really examine yourself and to really delve deep. And so I'm going to throw out some tools for you, and then you're just going to keep it going. And so if you keep these going consistently throughout, you know, daily, making it a part of what you do, that is how you become intentional. So what I want you to begin to do now that we have the tools and we've really examined ourselves, et cetera, at the beginning of every week, what I want you to do is to make a list of things and or people which you will commit to pray for just for that week. So every week, pick you a day and make a list of things and or people that you will commit to prayer for that week. And then what I want you to do is to designate a specific and consistent time for prayer. And so what I mean by that is that you need to establish a schedule. That way you can become intentional, you can make the commitment. And so, for example, the best time may be for you to get up and to begin your time in the morning at 5 a.m., or it may work for you to where, you know, it may be at 9 p.m. at night. But whatever it is, I want you to designate a specific time and a consistent time for prayer. So you know, at this time, I am going to go and pray for, you know, things and people that I'm committed for prayer every day. Also, I want you to spend time in that time that you've designated. I want you just to spend time listening to God, listening to him. You know, sometimes we get such in a hurry and we're moving and everything is so fast-paced. We're in our cars and we're trying to talk to God. But as you are designating this specific time and trying to be consistent, you want to be able to establish a quiet place for you. And that way you can not only just pray, but you can also spend time listening to God. And then in that time, because I'm an advocate of journaling, writing your thoughts down, so this will help you not to get sidetracked when you have what I say is I go and sit in my prayer closet, but that may be a corner in your room, whatever the case may be. But during that time, not only you can pray, you can listen to God, you can sit in that area, and you can actually journal. So also, I want you to journal how God answers your prayers and what he speaks to you in those moments? You know, what is happening? What is manifesting in those moments? What are you feeling? And then, you know, I want for you to, as you are, you know, developing this prayer life for yourself, that you are becoming more empowered, that you're becoming more intentional, I would love for you to share with me what has manifested as a result of you committing to this. So, again, you can email me at Dr. Holly, and that's H-O-L-L-I-E, Dr. D-R-H-O-L-L-I-E at W-O-F-F-G.com. And I would love for you to share with me just some of the things, you know, just how God has answered your prayers, just, you know, what has happened as far as you committing to this life. I want to hear about how you are becoming, okay? So this is going to be so exciting to be able to journey on this path. Now, I want to give you some examples, because as you have made your list of prayers, so for example, I know that my grandparents, my pastor and his family, you know, I may have some personal concerns that may be going on. It may be the new couple that just got married. You may want to pray for, like, your kids' education or safety, you know, in the schools where your kids reside. You may be wanting to pray. This may be your prayer list. So I'm giving you some ideas of what that prayer list will look like, you know, at the beginning as you prep that. And so you may have, you know, someone is ill, and so they're on your list, or someone lost a job, or, you know, just something, you know, to that effect. But my goal is, I need for you to understand, is that when you create your list, please ensure that you are praying for everybody else before you put your personal concerns. So always make your personal concerns last. You know, don't make this in essence about you. Make it about other people, because there's a blessing in doing that, and you'll find out as you become more intentional in your prayer, more effective in your prayer. So when we are looking at the schedule that you're going to establish, and you're sitting down every day, and you may say, okay, I'm going to start out 15 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, or maybe you want to, you know, commit to an hour. But whatever you do, make sure that you are very specific in what it is, and that you're consistent. So every day is the same thing. So you're becoming. Again, this is all about becoming. So, for example, on Monday, you know, you may want to, you know, pray about the person that's ill, and pray about, you know, the healing, both physical and spiritual, because they tie in together, of all people who are sick. So you may be praying for one person, but then you pray also for other people, because they are experiencing illnesses as well. And then the other side of that, you may want to pray on, you know, Monday for a person that has lost their job. But when you pray for that person that has lost their job, don't forget about other people that you may not even know. So, you know, also pray for all of the people that are unemployed and having financial problems, or even entrepreneurs, you know, that are trying to start a business, et cetera. So that, you know, that's how you want to incorporate that into your prayer schedule. And then, like, for example, on Tuesday, you know, even though you created this list of prayers for the week, just take, you know, two concerns, like, each day, and just pray specifically for those. So you'll pray for the people, and then you'll pray for all people that may be experiencing the same, you know, situation. So that's kind of like the goal. That's going to help you when it comes to, you know, being very specific, being consistent in that time. And so once you're done praying, you know, for those situations and for all people, then you're going to spend time listening to God. Then you're going to journal how God is answering your prayers and what he speaks to you. And this is very important, because I have found that a lot of times, you know, God is speaking, and if we're not careful, we can miss some of the nuggets that God is dropping in our spirit. And that's why I believe that when we are, you know, just don't go into your prayer corner or closet just to pray, but also to meditate and to listen and to glean from his word, you know, allow it to penetrate your heart and then, you know, allow for you an opportunity to really dissect what you've received in your spirit about that moment. And so that's really going to help you get to a place to where when you start seeing God reveal things in the midst of your prayer life, then you're going to become more intentional about prayer. You're going to come more, you're going to thirst for it. You're going to desire it more, you know, to be able to go forth and just commune with God and to talk to him and everything. And then you're going to feel so refreshed because you're going to see how your prayers are going to become more effective and how they're going to take on the will of God. And it's going to be very exciting for you. And so that's why if you're there and you're praying and you have this schedule of things of how you're going to, you know, be very creative and meticulous about how you pray and what you do during that time, you're going to find that, oh, you know, I used to struggle with, you know, coming in here and praying, but now it's more than just prayer. So it's just really a time of peace. Serenity, a time for you to really just get in there and just really just commune and establish that intimate relationship with God, and that's what you want. So that's going to help you not to get into your prayer corner. Like when I, you know, began my prayer life and I began out, I just thought it was all about praying. And, you know, sometimes you can talk, and then you might sit there and you lay because you might run out of things to say, and you don't know what else to do while you're there, but you know it's not time to move, et cetera. And, you know, a sleep can, you know, come upon you. And that is really real. I mean, we can look in the Bible, and we've heard, the scripture where it says that Jesus went up on the mountain, and he, you know, went and asked the disciples to, you know, watch and pray just for 1 hour. And, you know, while Jesus was gone, he came back and they were asleep. So this is very real that this can happen when you're supposed to be on your watch, when you're supposed to be doing something, you know, to intercede on the behalf of the lives of the people. You know, you definitely can come up under, you know, an attack where that drowsiness can come up on you. And that's why you have to be creative, you know, about what you do during that time. So you're not just praying, but you're also listening, you're also journaling, you're meditating. So really make it a sacred time for you and make it very, you know, spiritual and intimate for you. You're trying to get something out of it. You know, you're making an investment, and that's very important. So I really pray that this has been tools that have definitely been for edification for you. And I'm so excited about the fact that we have had this opportunity to delve off into prayer and have touched base on so many different things. And so I want you to stay tuned because in the month of February, we are going to get into spiritual warfare and understand how, you know, spiritual warfare works. It's going to be some really good stuff. So we really are going to, you know, learn how to, you know, fight and, you know, not only just, you know, be in the battle, but also the winning. So just understanding spiritual warfare, that's going to be our next session over the course of February. And so just stay tuned because those lessons are going to unfold every Tuesday. And, of course, notification is going to go out for that. Well, this has been your session for Disciple Me today. I'm your host, Dr. Kahala Bolton. It was short. It was sweet. You have the tools that you need to do to become effective, so do that. And as always, remember, ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. Be blessed and be a blessing.